Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we continue in our teaching series, The Great I Am. The live phone calls are not available today, but the voicemail system is always open for you at 844-322-2742. So if you need answers to the challenges of everyday living, or if there's a Bible passage you don't quite understand, well, leave us a voicemail. We always love hearing from you, as I said, so never hesitate to call. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. But for right now, it's The Way, The Truth, and The Life. Lesson 8 of The Great I Am on Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our claim today is from John chapter 14, verse 6. This is a famous statement that Jesus made, one that we're all familiar with. And it's this: Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So that is the statement, and it is an exclusive statement. And there are many people out there in the world that are very offended by these very words of Jesus Christ, because Jesus doesn't say that he is a way, he doesn't say he is a truth, and he doesn't say that he is a life. He says he is the way, which means there is no other way. He says he is the truth, which means there is no other truth apart from Jesus Christ. He says he is the life, which means there is no other life apart from Jesus Christ. So he is has excluded every other claim that's ever been made throughout human history. If there is a person that wants to know God, that wants to come to God, there is only one way to do that, and that is through Jesus Christ. If anyone wants to know the truth about God, there is only one place to go to find out the truth about God the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ the Son. If anyone wants to experience the very life of God here and now, there's only one place to go, and that is in Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is the light of life. In him is life, and there is no darkness at all in Christ. So if we want life, there's only one place to go, and that's Jesus Christ. Well, like I said, this offends so many people, but we have to deal with it. Here's what Jesus said. He's either exactly right in what he says, or he is lying, fudging the truth, or he's just crazy. There's no other options. And I think the evidence is overwhelming that this person who is making these claims has the authority to do so, that he is God in human flesh. And since he is God in human flesh, since he and the Father are one, then what he says must be true.
Yes.
Otherwise, he could not be who he claimed to be. So his identity and truth go hand in glove. Jesus is the ultimate reality. Right. And everything about this world was created in him. It was created through him, and it was created for him. He stands as the ultimate reality. He stands as that bridge between God and man, and it's only through him that we can come to know the Father. So we have to deal with that, don't we, Bob?
Yes, indeed we do.
Yeah, we cannot just say, oh, he's a great moral teacher, or oh, he was a good man, or oh, he was a miracle worker. This statement in and of itself, just this singular statement, prevents us from coming to any of those conclusions about Jesus Christ. He either is who he says he is, and if that's the case, then his statement that he is the way, the truth, and the life is absolutely truth, which means there are no other ways to God, there is no other truth about God, and there is no other life from God than what is found in the person of Jesus Christ.
Indeed, that is truth, Bob, and thank you for those thoughts. Friends, it's Basic Gospel, and you're listening to Lesson 8 of our study series called The Great I Am. We'll get back to Bob in just a moment, but let me remind you that if you miss any of the sessions along the way, or if you'd like to review what you've already heard, well, you can find the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. You'll not only find past lessons there, but also the study notes to go along with every session. It's all free, and we hope you'll review the lessons and share them with your family family and friends. Our purpose, of course, is, and our deepest hope, is to help our listener friends hear, believe, and live this good news of Jesus Christ. Again, just visit basicgospel.net/teaching, and you'll find all the information, archive there, and we would love for you to take advantage of it. But right now, back to The Way, the Truth, and the Life, Session 8 in our series, The Great I Am, and here again is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So this statement is couched in a context, so it's not just a singular statement that Jesus made, but it's a part of a bigger story, a bigger conversation that he's having with his disciples. So his time is at hand. He is soon to be betrayed, handed over to the authorities, tried by Caiaphas and the Jewish leaders, tried by Pontius Pilate, Herod, and then Pontius Pilate again. Uh-huh. He was going to be judged not guilty by all of those parties except for Caiaphas. Mm-hmm. They're going to judge him guilty of blasphemy. He, a mere man, claiming himself to be God. So they're going to hand him over to Pilate so Pilate can hand him over to be crucified. Yeah. So that hour is at hand, and Jesus has told his disciples on a number of occasions that this is exactly what's going to happen. He's going to go to Jerusalem. He's going to be handed over to the authorities. He is going to be beaten and persecuted and those sort of things. He is going to be crucified. Mm-hmm. He is going to be buried, but on the third day. And that's the hope. That's the message.
Right.
On the third day, he is going to come back to life. So he has clearly told them all of those things. Mm-hmm. And now that his hour is at hand, he's gathered the disciples. He's going to have the Last Supper with them. And in doing so, that's where Jesus is going to dip the morsel with Judas Iscariot, mm-hmm. and
right.
It's going to be revealed that he's going to be the one that betrays the Lord. But he's doing all of this, and he's preparing the disciples for what's up ahead. Mm-hmm. He washes their feet, and they just could not understand that. How could you, the Son of God, the Messiah, condescend to such a lowly task,
right.
Where you would wash our feet? Yet he did. And what was he teaching them? He was teaching them the full extent of his love for them, that he would reach down to the deepest need and meet it through his love for us. And then he's saying, because you're going to be my disciples, my servants out there in the world, that you need to love others likewise. And he ends that conversation with, I give you a new commandment. Just as I have loved you, you are to love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. And in the course of this conversation, he says, hey, I'm going away, and where I go, you cannot come. Well, what was he talking about? Well, he was talking about his death, his burial, and resurrection. Yes. And that genuinely is the true way to God,
right.
Through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We die in Christ, we're buried in Christ, and then we're raised to walk in the newness of life. Well, what is that newness of life? It is a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. So that is the conversation that Jesus is having with his disciples. And so as we jump into chapter 14, he starts with this statement, let not your hearts be troubled. It certainly is not, very far from our imaginations to think that the disciples would be troubled by Jesus' words,
sure.
that he is going away, and that where he goes, they cannot come. I mean, they have been with Jesus for 3 solid years. They have seen love, the pure essence of love, in action. Mm-hmm. They've experienced Jesus in ways that only they could do face-to-face with him. And now they're hearing their friend, their Lord, mm-hmm. saying to them, I'm going away.
Yeah.
But he says, let not your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled, disturbed by this news. I want you to believe in God. Now, that is something for all of us to recognize. We're all going to be troubled in life. Things that come our way that are thrown at us are going to disturb us, can shake us at our very core. But what's the way through those troubles? It is belief in God.
Yes.
Well, Jesus defines that even more specifically. It's not just a belief in this generic God. It is belief in Jesus Christ. It is resting in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. So we need to trust in Jesus Christ. He is our way through the troubles that are going to come our way and the troubles that we experience inside in our hearts, in these hearts of ours, as a result of those troubles, those troubling things that we experience.
Sure.
And here's why he says to believe in him, because in the Father's house are many rooms. Now, if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? So God wants us to come to him, to know him, to be in relationship with him, to be with him forever. And in the Father's house, there are many rooms. Well, what does that mean? There's ample room for you.
Yeah.
There's not a limited supply. There are many rooms. Whoever responds to Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life will have access to the Father and will have a place with him. Talk about good news. Talk about something that's comforting.
Indeed.
That any person that we see out there in the world, we have the opportunity to say, there's enough room for you in the Father's house.
Yes,
and
indeed.
It's made available to you through faith in Jesus Christ. So Jesus is going to prepare a place. In that place, there's many rooms. And if he goes to prepare a place, then he's going to come again, and he's going to take us to be with him so that we can be where he is.
Yeah.
So Jesus Christ came onto this into this world to be with us. That's Emmanuel, God with us. And when we receive him, he sends his Spirit to take up residence with us. So in this current life, in this life that we live on planet Earth, in this world system that's in charge here, Jesus Christ is with us.
Yes.
Well, when we die, guess what? We're going to go to where he is. We're going to go be with him. That's the good news of the gospel. Now, and you know to where I am going. So Thomas, doubting Thomas, raises a question. And it's a good question because they're not necessarily tracking with the Lord. They're not necessarily understanding exactly what he's saying. This is a little fuzzy in their thinking. They know Jesus is something special. He's the Son of God, the Messiah. They know that to be true. They know some horrible things are up ahead for him, that he's going to be crucified, but on the third day, he's going to be raised back to life. They're not sure what that means, but they also have heard him talk about the fact that he's going back to the Father, and they don't get all of that. They're not sure exactly. So Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? So this is Jesus' response. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is going back to his Father. He was with the Father in the beginning. 2,000 years ago, he took upon flesh and blood and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came here to fulfill a mission, to carry out the will of God on your behalf, on my behalf. He did that through his death. He said, it is finished. His body was taken off of that cross. He was buried. On the third day, he was raised back from the dead for 40 days. He appeared to various people, 500 people at one time. And then on that 40th day, he ascended into heaven. He took up his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father. That's where he was going, to the Father. And he wants us to go to the Father as well.
Yes.
And the only way to the Father is through him. He is the way. And just as his way back to the Father was through his death, his burial, his resurrection, that's the way to the Father for you and me, through his death, his burial, his resurrection. So Paul put it this way in Romans 6. We are buried with him in death and baptized into his death. We are baptized into his burial. We're buried with him. And then we too are raised to walk in the newness of life. We are raised so that we can have a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. So that when we die, these physical bodies die, then we know that we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord, that we're going to be with the Father.
Yes.
So what do we learn through Jesus about God the Father? One, that God the Father wants a relationship with you and me. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus to make that relationship possible. So Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He did it through death, burial, and resurrection. And when we trust him, we go through that death, burial, and resurrection with him so that we could be made alive and have a relationship with the living God, with our Father.
Yes, indeed.
And when that happens, guess what? God sends his Spirit to take up residence inside of us. And by that Spirit, we cry out, Daddy, Father.
Yeah.
So when we go through the way of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, we have made it to the Father.
Yes.
And what do we learn otherwise in this this statement of Jesus? We learn the truth about God the Father. We had a Bible study this afternoon, and we're working through the book of Colossians, and it says in there that we were alienated from God, hostile toward God, and enemies of God because of our evil behavior.
Yeah.
So when we thought about God, when we were lost, when we were sinners, when we were dead in trespasses and sins, we thought about God through the filter of our evil behavior, whatever evil thoughts we had, whatever evil words we said, whatever evil deeds we did. We thought about God through those filters. And those filters led us to believe lies about God the Father. So those lies change or just stripped away from us when we begin to see God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son.
Yeah.
As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, that we see the glory of God, his characteristics, the truth about him in the face of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, John said earlier in his gospel account, chapter 1, verse 18, that one of the reasons Jesus came into this world was to make the truth about God the Father known to you and me. So what do we learn in Jesus? The truth about God the Father. What else do we learn and experience through Jesus Christ? We go from death to life. We experience eternal life. So we were dead. We're not going to be able to have a relationship with God while we're dead in trespasses and sins. Why? He's the God of the living.
Yes.
He is alive, and Jesus Christ is alive. For us to know him, we had to be made alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only one place to find life, and that is in Jesus Christ. So he is life. And when we come to him and receive him, what do we receive? Everlasting life. He is the life of God, breathe back into us so that we could have a dynamic, living relationship with God the Father. That's what this passage is all about,
yeah.
And that's why it's such a huge, monumental, profound, life-changing passage, because it says that in Jesus we have everything we need to know God the Father personally and intimately, and experience the true desire God the Father has for each of us.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, thanks for being with us for this study edition of Basic Gospel. And if you would like to start each day being reminded of the truth about your identity in the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the best ways we know of is to subscribe to the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional. Click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page of our website, that of course, basicgospel.net. The Daily Devotional will then arrive in your email inbox every morning, reminding you that you are a dearly loved child of God. Again, just click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page at basicgospel.net. Now back to our study, and Bob, what a wonderful study it is.
Yes, indeed. So we have this powerful statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, Jesus amplifies a little bit of what that means in the next few verses. He says to the disciples, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. So what has Jesus been trying to say throughout his earthly ministry? That he and the Father are one. Mm-hmm. What have the Jewish leaders took exception to? Those statements. They have plotted and planned to kill him because he, a mere man, was claiming to be God. But here he's telling his disciples, if you know me, then you know the Father.
Yeah.
And he says, from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Why? Because you've seen the Father mm-hmm. in me. So this was certainly unclear to the disciples, and they wanted more information about that. So Philip jumps into the mix and he says this, Lord, show us the Father and it is enough for us. So it tells us something about the desire of every single human being, that we have a desire to know God. Why? Because God made us with that desire. He made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in him. So whatever the world is throwing at us, saying, hey, this is going to make you happy, that's going to make you happy, at the very depths of who we are, we know we want to know God.
Yes.
And so here Philip expresses that, and he says, show us the Father. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and you still don't know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. What is he doing? He's just amplifying the statement that he is the way to God. He is the truth about God. Mm-hmm. He is the very life of God.
Yes.
So if you want to know anything about God the Father, if you want to be in relationship with God the Father, if you want to see him, Jesus is the way for that to happen. There's no other options on the table. There is no philosophy that says what Jesus says. There's no religious system that offers what Jesus offers to us, a way to God that fulfills the deepest need of our human heart. So he says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. So believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. There's testimony
yes.
in Jesus' life. There's the miracles that he performed by the power and authority of God. There are the words that he said and these amazing claims. And there's just the reality that he existed with God, and at a point in time he became flesh and blood and dwelt among us. And as that God in human form, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's only through him that we can know God the Father.
Absolutely. Bob, what a wonderful study. The way, the truth, and the life on The Great I Am here on Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. If you would like to have the study notes from each of these Friday sessions, well, visit the program archive. You'll find it at basicgospel.net/teaching. Again, that's basicgospel.net/teaching. On that page, you can also catch up with any of the sessions you may have missed along the way. And we encourage you to share these sessions with your family and friends. They're there for you. It's all free, and we want you to take full advantage of them. Again, on the teaching archive, basicgospel.net/teaching. Also, if what you hear on this program is helping you grow in God's grace, well, please help Basic Gospel keep the good news coming. You can donate now or anytime at our website, basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again on Monday for Basic Gospel after a great weekend in and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.